Ladies and gentlemen, this is for real this time. This is Brooklyn Bullshit with your boy, Big Baby, a.k.a. Big Twang.
Who gave you that name? That's no.
My little twang gave me that name, so don't even worry about that.
It sounds
crazy, but
we can't be. I still got to be politically correct, huh?
Yeah. It's a damn sounds shame. Crazy. I know. But ladies and gentlemen, it is your boy Big Baby, aka the soul of R&B. And to my right, we have the Brooklyn Nightmare.
Yes.
The Brooklyn Nightmare.
A lot of people.
Which is crazy is that in my head I've called myself that many times, but because you have put it down on paper, the name is officially yours.
Yeah.
So, aka BK Matt, what's going on, brother?
Clearly fucking up a lot of people's days, apparently, you know.
That's life. We are the day fucker uppers.
I know, right? And all I do is, you know, just stay to myself and try to stay humble and do the right thing. You ever heard of that phrase, it's hell getting to heaven? Boy, am I living it.
Ooh, yeah.
living it.
Yes, it's definitely hell getting to heaven. definitely hell getting to heaven. So for those joining for this this inaugural episode, we've had a couple pilots of this in different forms.
I was married at the time. I was happily married.
You were married at the time. I was in the midst of a post 3-year relationship in the middle of trying to work things out. Both sort of kind of going through the same things at the same time, but you know, things happen. We're not here to bash people because people like taking screenshots and recordings.
I don't give a fuck.
You know, neither do I. But again, this is just the origins of BKBS. Because
real shit would be. It'll be great if I actually did something wrong. If I did something wrong to warrant the hate that I get, it would make a lot more sense. But I don't. But it's cool. It's not what we're talking about.
But we would definitely have an episode on that for sure.
Oh, for sure. When all for this sure, shit clear sure. up and I'm at liberty where I can really discuss it and not get in trouble, hell yeah, you're going to hear my whole story. Me and Randy in the process of selling it to Tyler Perry.
he'll buy it. You have Shamar Moore play you. Right. Just with his knees.
Apparently, I have Little Bow Wow playing me, right?
Oh, please, no! We need someone who can act. We be joking about the Little Bow Wow stuff, but
Mike is a classic.
Like Mike is a classic, but you know you gotta leave classics where they at sometimes.
Yeah.
But today's episode sponsored by nobody, but soon we're gonna have people sponsoring the show. Guarantee it. Brooklyn BS won't be a long, drawn-out show, but, you know, it'll be an experience. Definitely be an experience. We'll have guests hop in from time to time. Shout out to
most of them probably won't be from Brooklyn.
Most of them probably won't
be from
Brooklyn.
We have a lot of Queens friends. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just sad. I don't get it. Well, I guess it's because Brooklyn is grimy. A lot of motherfuckers you can't trust. I'm sorry. They'll rob you. They'll rob you. It is what it is. I'm not at liberty to talk about it. Allegedly, I've done a couple robberies in my life. Allegedly. Can't prove it. But
definitely can't prove it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we're the only, well, I can't even say we're the only trustworthy Brooklyn niggas either because clearly
we're not. Clearly not. I know. I guess personally, I guess from what I know, I'm not. But
by association,
I guess you're not either.
It's crazy. Real shit, man. This is gonna be an experience. It's gonna be a lot of Big Baby thoughts and BK Matt thoughts and stuff that we can't clearly say on, you know, the flagship your sports show because, you know,
we'll be can say virtually what we want on both shows. I just on this show and the other one, but I think you'll hear a lot more of me talking and giving a lot more of my opinions. Usually I am the moderator, so a lot of people I'm just here to you know kind of keep the ruckus in check. But you'll definitely hear a lot more of me. Definitely hear a lot more of, you know, Matt's opinions expanded.
Unfiltered.
So, yeah, a little unfiltered. I do filter. Yeah, this is me. I do filter Matt a lot on the Your Sports Show just because we want people to kind of, you know, get through it. But trust me, this will not be as filtered at all.
It's called Brooklyn bullshit, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it's called Brooklyn bullshit. Two Brooklyn dudes are going to be on their bullshit on the show. So. Exactly. But in the very first episode, we're talking about the NBA season winding down. We're talking about that man, Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to be unbearable.
Yeah. Let's get into the NBA talk first, right? So just to piggyback on what we spoke about on the Euro Sports Show, this whole Ja Morant situation, what was your feelings on it when you heard about these situations happening, the gun situation, and then the post-gun situation?
All right. I'm a mixture of two different feelings because I do feel like, yeah, he's still young. He's like, what, 23? He's 23. So he's still young. He has a lot of growing to do. Not everybody has that, you know, that same mature mind at 23 like some of us had. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. At 23, I had my own spot. I was on my own, and I was in the process of getting engaged and shit. So there was that aspect. And then on top of that, I was doing music. So did I have a gun? Yes, I had a gun. But did I floss it on social media? No. Like, I don't do that. I've always been low-key with a lot of shit that I've done. So it's like, and when I first saw it, my initial reaction was, that's mad corny, right? It's mad corny. But that's just me, because I'm low-key and I don't flaunt or floss like that. I don't flaunt what I got or flaunt things that I'm doing, because that's just not me. So to see somebody else do that because, you know, they got bread or they feel like they're invincible, that's mad corny to me. But, you know, me looking at it through a lens of a parent and, you know, a grown-ass man, and realizing, like, all right, I've experienced certain things to have this mentality that I have, I can look at it and think, okay, there's something else going on in that situation that we probably don't know. Like, maybe there's alcoholism involved. Maybe boys on, he is in Memphis. So when he flashed the gun, he was in Colorado, but he is stationed in Memphis, and there's a lot of lean over there. There's a lot of different, you know, vices out there to get you caught up in some shit. And then on top of that, it's real grimy in Memphis.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy, I'm a game changer, who was living out in Memphis for a while. He lived near it. My boy Tig lived near the bullshit. Game Changer's mom was lived near the bullshit. So you know, Memphis is not sweet whatsoever. So
I mean, like, again, maybe he feel like he had to flash his gun to show that, you know, he ain't somebody to play with. But speaking from somebody that was in somewhat of that lifestyle, to understand, like, when, like, if you see somebody toting a gun and flashing, that just usually, that's like asking for it. I'm like, all right, boy got a gun. So I'm like, all right, again, you ain't gonna hunt. I'm not too good with being hunted. I'm gonna hunt. So it's just like, that's the mindset of somebody that's in that lifestyle, not in that lifestyle no more. Fully grown now, have kids. But again, he's young, has a whole lot of growing up to do. I'm more concerned at the fact that this is like the third incident with a gun. So and Memphis started out the season doing really, really good, and now they're like They're backslided. And I don't really like, I saw them as a threat to get to the finals, and now I don't see that no more. With or without Ja, truth be told.
Yeah. My thoughts on the situation was kind of like, bro's a young dude. He's going, young guys in the NBA do stupid shit. It's not the first time we see young guys in the NBA do stupid shit. It's not the first time we see a young guy with a gun associated with the NBA, i.e. Gilbert Arenas.
Javaris Crittenden.
Yeah. Yeah, like
Matt Chatelfair.
Right. Most of the people in that Wizards locker room that was with Gilbert Arenas, they just didn't get in trouble for it. They didn't get caught. Just the thing that kind of bugged me out about the situation is that it's two things. One, prior to Ja going to the strip club, Steven Adams and them and the rest of the Memphis Grizzlies players had a players-only meeting about going out and, you know, partying and stuff like that on the road, trying to stay focused because they're second in the West, third in the West.
They were second.
Second. Yeah, right now they're like in between. I believe they're still second, but
I don't know. I'll check.
Yeah. And by the time this drops, it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday. So, you know, Ja's first game back would be by then. But that was one of the things that bugged me out. They literally just had a conversation about it before he went out and did his thing. Second, like I said on the show, on the US Sports Show, Ja's PR team, they did him a favor, but then they also didn't do him a favor. First thing is, you know, the day after the incident, I need to take some time away from the team to get myself together, blah, 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 blah. Cool. For me, that looked like a heavy PR stunt. And like I said, I know people were like, this and the third. Listen, the show's called Brooklyn Bullshit. We bullshit. We know what bullshit look like.
But so, we ain't gonna feed you the bullshit.
Yeah, we're not gonna feed you the bullshit. So I'm giving it to you how I see it, how I saw it. It didn't look genuine. And again, I'm not someone to be try to gloss over somebody who may have an actual issue, which it came out that he does have an actual issue. But from the PR standpoint,
what's the issue? Exactly. That's why I call it bullshit. I call it bullshit.
They're saying that he potentially has a drinking issue again.
I told you, lean.
Listen, lean, beer, whatever it is. They said he had a drinking issue. And I think it's not even, I don't think his issue is with substance. I think it's more of the thing that we speak about. And, you know, we've had issues with people who do this in the past. People who try to be something that they're not. And then now you're going to kind of get exposed for it. No one's saying that Ja's not about that life or Ja won't fight when he gets put into a situation. I'm not saying that because I don't know the man personally. That's what I'm getting to. I don't think he's a shooter. But again, that's not for me to find out either, right? You got people around you, and my problem is also with the people around him. Y'all are getting paid. Y'all are enjoying the luxuries of being around Ja Morant. Why y'all letting this man be put in these situations? Is there not somebody there to be like, hold up, bro? You got to kind of stay clear of all this.
But there's a double standard to that, right? Okay. I could tell you from experience of when I did music and I was feeling myself, and I'm not gonna hold you. I was drinking a lot. I still drink a lot, but not to the capacity.
Not nearly as much.
So there was a lot of days that I didn't sleep. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be in the studio for 20 something hours and then get out of the studio and mm-hmm. I would drink. Boy, like, I ain't gonna hold you. There'll be days that we'll spend like a good 700, 800 on alcohol, and I'm not gonna, and it's not healthy. It really isn't healthy. I don't really remember too much about that time frame because I was liquored up out my mind, bro. And again, my brothers would tell me shit and I would not listen. That was my favorite line. I'm a baby. So, because that was my name, Baby. Right. I'm a baby. I got to go through stuff and I got to learn from it. Like, you're going to tell me stuff and I'm going to hear it. And what you're saying could be valid. I'm still going to do what I want to do because I got to go through it. Your story is not my story. So what might have happened to you may not happen to me. Right. And yeah, that's hard-headed, but that's the best way to learn everything. I learned my lessons through my lifestyle, through my life. I can't learn everything from just listening and taking advices, you know, from my brothers or from my friends or from my family members. It's the same thing with the situation I'm going through now. I got a lot of advice about it, but it had to hurt. And I had to go through certain things in order for me to really be like, all right, you know what? Mm-hmm. You might need to get your shit together, brother. And that's probably where it's at for him. It might be that, or it might be the fact that he lost that Powerade. It could be any of that. That's Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. brother.
Yeah, that's Coca-Cola for sure.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I get that part, but then I have to raise you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is actually saying something?
Right? We don't know.
We don't know. But I'm also thinking that, too, and I think Shannon Sharp said this as well, his boys in his camp probably not saying nothing because, you know, you're getting enjoying the luxuries of being around Ja. Why are you going to be the person like, hey, calm down. Right?
I hear you, Dre, but me and you brothers, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's been plenty of times we both have said stuff to each other that we knew we ain't gonna want to hear. Yeah. But that we'll be doing each other a disservice if we're not being real with each other, right? Same thing Absolutely. With Wilkins, same thing with Janelle, same thing with all our other friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's the love that we have for each other. Who is more honest to Wilkins and Janelle than me and you and Mikey?
Yeah. Like, outside of them to each other.
Exactly. So that's the definition of a real friend. I'm not going to sit there and think that, oh, Ja doesn't have that in his life. Again, you just said it yourself. Steve Adams had a whole meeting about a lot of stuff. Rumor is it that Ja Morant got annoyed and walked the fuck out the locker room. That shows signs. People probably talk to him, but he don't want to hear nothing. He has the same mindset I had at 23. That was more like me at 19 and 20 and 21, right. Where it was like, I was just going to live my life, bro. I'm young. I'm going, like, it is what it is. And it's even worse for him because boy has bread. He has money. His five-year deal is about to start up after this season. He just signed Powerade. So you're looking at close to, what, $200 to $300 million this boy about to make?
Brody about to get paid. But the thing about getting paid is that you got to keep the money, right? And you got to, there's ways to keep money. I'm not just talking about saving money. The way you keep your money is doing the things you're supposed to do and not putting yourself out there for stupid shit. Yeah, you're a young dude. I've seen plenty. We've seen social media. We know how this works. We've seen it since the beginning of social media. People online, social media flashing their guns and stuff like that. For no reason. I don't care that you got a gun, fam. Like, I clearly don't care. It don't bother me. Like,
who doesn't?
Like, at this point in life, like, you never know who has one. My thing about him is just like, you gonna learn your lesson. You're gonna hit the rough spots. You're gonna learn your lesson. But my thing is, I don't see him having the most reflective week of all time and then coming back to fucking play on Monday after serving six games from his team. The NBA then says, oh, it's eight games, but because you serve six, we'll give you time to serve. Yeah. So now it's only two. So now you again you miss 2 weeks of games, right? Your team stays afloat because they're not playing the best of teams right now. So,
the Western Conference is fucking washed.
Yeah, the Western Conference is being tossed around because everybody's injured, right? So, you have all this going on, and then you decide to check yourself into whatever you do, and then a week later, you're playing basketball again. it just doesn't seem too like
it's a business, bro. You know,
I know it's a business, but
and it's the playoff season coming. It's the end of the season. We got what, like 8-9 games left? Yeah,
April 9th is the last post. So let's see, WrestleMania is the first and the second. That's the last week after WrestleMania. That weekend, damn near that's the last week of NBA games coming on, and then the playing games start on the, I believe, the 9th and the 10th. So, like,
he really don't need to play. They're third, but then again, he
doesn't need to play. But
I don't even know the game separation for. Hold on, let me see. He don't need to play. They're five and a half games above the Suns right now.
Right, the five and a half games above the Suns. The Suns are not going to catch up because KD is not going to be playing. I'm still shaking on the Suns anyway. But you know that's a conversation for another time. But for Ja, the NBA should have did more. And what I'm saying, the NBA, meaning by the NBA is doing more. You don't let the Memphis Grizzlies control this narrative. You just don't. You don't let Ja Morant completely. I mean, no. Let me not say don't let Ja Morant control his narrative, because I didn't really like the interview with Jalen Rose. The reason why we all, you know, we both know basketball heads. Jalen Rose is out here doing hot boy shit when he was in the league.
Boy,
and, you know, getting drug raided and arrested for possession. All this craziness. And you have him interview, and you know, he kind of gives you like, oh, here, little softballs. I get it.
Running with BMF.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Allegedly.
So, no, it wasn't allegedly. He was.
I know. But
I was surprised they put him on the show. I was like, oh, he is wilding. He is real comfortable where he at, and like he don't work for Disney. He is out here. I see you.
Listen.
So okay.
Listen, he not Paul Pierson. So, and that's all that matters.
Well, that nigga a hot mess. Yeah, a hot mess, boy.
Yeah, Paul Pierce is
a different breed. He is a different breed.
Not all in a good way.
I knew he lost his shit when he said he had a better career than Dwayne Wade. I said, guy, you gotta relax.
Yeah, like, cocaine for sure. Like, you gotta stop. When Paul Pierce said that, I'm just like, then who?
Who checked him? Who was it that checked him on air?
Jalen Rose checked him. Yes, Jalen Rose checked him on air.
Somebody and then recently, him and he couldn't even stop. He couldn't even. He was just stuck. Like,
and then recently, him and KG were talking, and he was saying, "Yeah, Richard Jefferson food. Richard Jefferson food." Okay, we watched the Nets that at that point in time.
Wait a minute. He said Richard Jefferson was food.
Yes, because he said he used to drop
on the 40. Nets.
Yes, he said he used to drop 40 on every time he played.
Okay, and then Richard Jefferson. Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah, defensively, Paul Pierce was garbage on defense too.
Yeah, because Kmart was the defense. So I mean, I get that aspect, but Richard Jefferson was a bucket.
He was basically saying that, oh, well, you know, I used to drop 40. Oh, that's a guaranteed 40 in the night. And then he said, and then Richard Jefferson came back with the numbers. He was like, yo, we beat y'all 11 out of like 10 times we played each other. And we swept you in the playoffs twice.
Yeah. He wasn't even a starter at the team. Antoine Walker was. How everybody forgets. But I guess Antoine Walker fucked up his like reputation so bad that people really forget how good he really was. Like, but when don't get me wrong, Paul Pierce was, it was more like a, how do I explain it? It's more like a, I can't say Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic situation, because both of them weren't guards, they were forwards. But I'm talking about like the scoring dynamic.
I get it, but sense. I think it could have worked more with Antoine Walker and Paul Pierce than it can work with Kyrie and Luka, only because at that time NBA was different in terms of defensively. So it wasn't, a lot of the forwards were semi decent defenders, even Paul Pierce. So, but semi, I said semi.
He picked and chose what he wanted to play.
But he picked and chose. Yeah, you know who else picked and chose when they want to play defense? Damn, LeBron James. So,
well, now, but back then, I'm not. I can't say that. I want to say the second or third, not even the second, the third year of Miami, LeBron played defense. I can't say the second year.
I can say he played. He had his best defensive numbers his 4 years in Miami. After that, it was just like, whatever. That's not what I'm here for.
I want to say the last 2 years.
The last 2 years was his best defensive years and his best shooting years. That was his MVP. I think he got MVP those years, right? Pretty sure he did.
I don't.
He might have. You know, I'll check. I'll check the records on that. It's not important or relevant to this conversation. Bringing it back to Ja, I don't think he learned his. I can't say or for sure or not that he magically learned his lesson, and you know he's gonna lead by example and change his ways. Cool, I get that, but a week.
I told you it's business, bro. I don't agree with it, but again, I guess it has something to do because right now they're tied for second in the Western Conference with Sacramento, who by the way is gonna be a problem in the playoffs. That's neither here nor there.
It's neither here nor there now, huh?
Shit. I didn't predict them to be I didn't predict the West to be this fucking horrendous. I did not. I'm sorry. Matt,
The same thing I said about the Miami Heat when they made their run. And the same thing I said. I'm saying about, you know, the Kings. You have to pay attention to them, bro. I'm not saying that they're going to. They're going to make a run and you know knock the best teams out, but.
They have the easiest road to the finals right now.
They do.
If they get that second seed, they have the easiest road to the finals. I don't see no team beating them in a 7-game series. Especially one if they stay healthy and they stay committed to – it can't keep going down to fucking De'Aaron Fox hitting game-winning shots. It can't keep doing that. That's going to fuck them up if they keep – keeping these games close, but the fact that they got that confidence and Harrison Barnes is their vet, for Christ's sakes. But Harrison Barnes has a championship, so he knows what to expect in that situation, right? But it's scary how good they are and they're this young. And a lot of people equate that to Memphis. I low-key kind of equate it to Golden State, the first year of Golden State. Not the championship year of Golden State, the year before when they were knocking on the door.
When Mark Jackson was there.
Yeah.
So what is his name? Mike Brown is there. Mark Jackson. The only difference is that Mike Brown probably won't get fired. So
nah. He won't get blackballed.
He won't get blackballed. Mike Brown's doing an amazing job, and Mike Brown is a defensive coach. And the Kings play pretty good defense. They're not world beaters by any stretch of the imagination on defense.
They're hungry.
But they're hungry and they play hard. If they can be that, because that's what I saw in the Grizzlies like the last 2 years. And then
they're missing people though. So, I mean, we got that too. And Jaren Jackson Jr. can't stay out of fucking foul trouble. That's another thing.
Yeah, but you know what that like? He's not disciplined enough. I see his ceiling being Alonzo Mourning, because he is a really really good shot blocker. He leads the league in blocking shots.
Who?
Jaren Jackson.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Over Claxton.
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah. Double check it.
Shout out to Claxton, my man. I gotta apologize. I'm proud of Nick Claxton. My man has been doing the damn thing, and I'm a little bit softer on this whole trade, even though I still think Josiah is a fucking hoe. But that's neither here nor there.
It definitely neither here nor there. Jaren Jackson, is the league leader in blocks. He is the blocks leader right now.
Oh yeah,
which is crazy because
right behind him.
Yeah, which is crazy because he has less games played.
That's probably why.
No, but if you have less games played, you have more blocks than somebody. Uh-uh. That's crazy.
They still, if you played a good person,
they're gonna block. Oh, okay, blocks per. Yeah, but okay, blocks per. He averages 3.1, and that's he's played, you know, about 10 games less. If right, about 10 games less, but I just when it comes to like Memphis, bringing it back to Memphis, yes, there are some pieces away, and I think they need another vet. That's not Steven Adams. You can keep Steven Adams.
They don't even listen to Steven Adams.
Right, but you need, like, I bet you if Udonis Haslem was there, Ja Morant would never have had a gun in the first place.
Poor Udonis Haslem.
The Heat is just paying this man to hold on to a roster spot to keep the culture.
He about to go cry in the car. I can't keep living like this no more. We losing games to the Knicks and shit.
My team is tripping this year. You know what happened? Jimmy Butler came in with them stupid ass dreads and fucked up the whole feng shui of the fucking season.
Jimmy Butler be like, "Oh, fuck this game." This nigga walked off the goddamn.
Yo, he definitely walked off the court. I'm just like, damn, bro.
I was dying. I saw this nigga leaving. He leaving.
Jimmy Butler got one more spot to go. I don't think Butler leaving, but
he leaving.
I don't know. See, the team currently constructed in Miami, they look like a team where if they were actually worth a damn, if they actually played right and they were worth a damn, they would be kind of a sleeper team. The fact that they're going to be a play-in team and they won't get past the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like they're gonna run into the Heat. I mean, the Heat is going to run into the damn Bucks or Philly, and they're going to get washed. And it's not fair. But, you know, that's the life of my damn Miami Heat right now.
Boy. Shit.
Even though Jimmy Butler still
ain't a free agent this year, but still.
Boy, if he was lucky. Anthony Davis would be in Miami right now.
Boy. Hey, don't get me wrong. I feel like he's gone when his contract is up. He ain't staying.
Oh, yeah. No, he definitely gone. But I spoke about Anthony Davis.
FMLA. And people,
Mr. FMLA. But I don't want to speak about him. As you want to speak about the three European players that are basically the MVP front runners.
It better be just Joel Embiid.
Giannis, Joker, and Joel. And I honestly am in agreement with a lot of people in the NBA circles saying that why do we keep giving Joker the MVP?
He ain't had no help.
Okay.
That's why they gave it to him. And he's white.
Proven JJ Redick point, but
it's the truth. What well, I right, now the wrong
it can't not white. It, that yeah it's not he's the European. Truth. He's the flavor of the month.
Is he really? Because I feel like Luka's more of a flavor than he is.
Yeah, but Luka has to stay on the court.
That's a fact, and I think what hurts Luka in a lot of these arguments is the fact he argues with the referees too much. If he didn't argue with the referees as much, I feel like people would be more, they would be less resistant and far putting them in MVP conversations. Because if you want to be honest, I felt like Joel Embiid should have won the MVP last year, and I feel like he should win it this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I think Joel definitely should have won it last year. I had a horse in the race for Giannis.
I don't.
I said I had, a horse in the race for Giannis. I don't have him winning the MVP this year, but I have him taking the Celtics to seven this year.
If they keep playing like how they've been playing, then yeah. What the fuck is gonna happen?
I mean, we have to look at it in both ways too, because the Bucks have been playing amazing.
They've been playing trash teams.
You got to win the games, man.
I hear you. Like when they went on that winning streak, I'm like, bro, they're beating whack teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, okay.
What is our argument about the NBA?
I agree with you. But the stat pattern shit about that everybody NBA, makes.
Yeah.
It's stat pattern shit.
The stat pattern shit. So, everybody's all of a sudden curious or upset about stat padding.
I'm not.
Out of fucking nowhere. Listen, it's hard to get a triple double.
Oh, hell yeah.
In general.
It's hard to get a double double.
People just making it look easy because of the way the NBA is played. It's threes and dunks. You know why Russell Westbrook was able to average a triple double damn near every year? You know why LeBron James is damn near able to average a triple double every year? Because their teams are going five wide. LeBron is driving and kicking.
Yeah. So Russell Westbrook.
LeBron is there. Russell Westbrook is doing the same thing. And they're doing it back on defense. The teams are missing threes. So the guards are crashing to start the offense. And then, you know, you go transition. And get your assists. Transition. That shit's not hard. I mean, shit is hard, but that's how the NBA is played now.
I don't think Joker's not getting that off of transition because he can't run worth a damn.
He's running the fucking offense, though. He's running. Yeah. Like he's starting to break.
Yeah. He starts it a little, like 10 minutes later, but, you know, but he's still starting it. I get it. I get your ass. But what the funny thing is now, they can't make this argument for Joker winning MVP now because now he's food. He's 100% food. They're picking him. But I know, but it's so much noticeable now, and being that Jamal Murray's back and what's his name? Porter, he's back, and Aaron Gordon's balling. Now that offense ain't really solely on him. So it's like, and they lost Bones. No, they didn't have
to the Clippers.
Yeah, so I mean, like he's food. Other than him getting that weird ass like two-step euro shot going in, I hate that shit. I don't know how he be catching people with it, but that fake shit, and it looked like it's a euro step though.
He's awkward. He has proper footwork, but it's still like I'm European.
Food. Yeah, he's food though. Like he's 100% food. And when he plays people that can figure out his footwork, i.e. Joel Embiid, he's food. Joel Embiid dominated him.
Hell yeah. Huh?
But Giannis is just Giannis. I still don't think he's the best player in the league, but I'm not, again, that's not an argument I can have with anybody because Kevin Durant is always hurt. And then he can't stay on a fucking team, which kills
Kevin
me.
Kevin Durant is killing me. Like
he's killing me too.
We had Bron, right? Bron is on his way out 3 or 4 years. Bron is done, right? Mr. Glass ain't it, right? Mr. Glass ain't it. We all know FMLA is not doing it for us, right?
Which one? But, you talking about Kawhi or you talking about Anthony Davis?
I'm talking about the third brother in FMLA, KD. Let's be for real, right? And no, none of us, we've never had this conversation before, ever. But if you look at all three of these motherfuckers, right? All three of them be on FMLA for half the season.
Kills him,
bro. KD doesn't get the same smoke for being on FMLA.
Because he just came back from Achilles tear.
Right. He comes back from Achilles tear, but KD shows he wants to play.
Yeah.
So KD will never have the same smoke as Mr. Call Out and Mr. No Call No Show.
Truth be told, though, the difference between them two and KD is, yeah, KD has had injuries, but he plays majority of the season. Whereas Anthony Davis, it's like a fucking ribbon in the sky if he does more than 40 fucking games. Kawhi Leonard, fucking forget about it. And that's been consistent since the early goings of their careers. Whereas KD, yeah, he's had like knick-knack injuries where he'll probably miss like 8 or 9 games or something like that. But
yeah,
you'll still see more than 40 fucking games if that before this Achilles tear.
Yeah, this I think this year he's played 42 games, right?
See?
He barely hit it, bro. last year he played 55. In 2020 he played 35. In Golden State he played 78. Golden State is hard to count because I checked
OKC numbers. He barely was hurt.
I'm looking at the OKC and OKC numbers. He played damn near. Yeah, his most games played is 82. He had one 82 game season in 2009. Right.
That's my point. And hit
281 game seasons, and 80 game season. So yes,
like I said, it wasn't until he tore his Achilles that he really started really getting hurt and shit like that. Other than that, like he wasn't missing games like that. He missed games like either like they'll make him sit out for like preparation of the playoffs, or he'll have like knick-knacking injuries and stuff, mm-hmm. and they'll sit him out the rest of them like to rehab certain shit. But other than that, he wasn't missing games. Whereas Anthony Davis has been 50 games or less since he entered the motherfucking league. Like, it's horrendous. And Kawhi Leonard, after he got that one championship, fucking forget about it.
Yeah.
You had to pay that man to get on the court. You had to pay that man to show up to the building.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, if I'm looking at his, the most games he's played in a season is 74, right?
Had to be at least rookie year.
No.
Second or third, right?
2016. That was 6th year in the league.
See?
The year after that, he played 9 because that's the year he got injured in the play. 2016 is the year he got injured in the playoffs. 2018 in Toronto, he played 60. And
but that's because he was trying to get a contract.
He was load managing the whole year.
But that's what I'm saying. He was trying to get a contract. That's the only reason why he played.
He played 57 for the Clippers in 2019, 52 on the Clippers in 2020, and 42, surprisingly, this year. So
he played 42 games this year?
I did not know he played.
Get the fuck out of here. When they told me that he had 30 the other day, I said, oh, that nigga played?
Right. I'm never know, but
I don't remember last time I saw a Clipper here.
Right, I just don't watch. So, the MVP conversation though, I really think is Joel Embiid should get it. The problem is James Harden is on Joel Embiid's team.
So right? What?
No,
Giannis has Chris Middleton and fucking.
No, let me tell you. Yes, absolutely. Right, great. Second and third pieces. The problem is what the analysts are doing now and the voters are looking at now is how can we keep voting for someone, i.e. Joker, who and Joel Embiid at this point, who have zero playoff success?
What success Steve Nash has?
Yeah, I agree. And again, I agree with that. I agree with that. But that's because Kobe was wilding, and they didn't.
That was bullshit.
It was definitely bullshit. Because Kobe or Shaq should have got the MVP. But,
or LeBron, for that matter.
Or LeBron. But the MVP is a fatigue award. Because if we're going to be realistic, why doesn't LeBron have 6 MVPs? They don't want to keep giving it to the same nigga every year, bro. Like,
I mean, I'm trying to think of a year that I felt like LeBron did deserve it and didn't get it. Honestly, all his years in Miami, I felt like he deserved it. But then again, I just felt like it was a fucking slaughter. It made no sense for him to even get anything because it was too fucking easy.
That's like saying if KD would have got MVP in Golden State. Yeah, he was the best player in the world, But nah, we ain't gonna give it to him because he on Golden State. That's just crazy.
And Russell Westbrook won MVP. What success? What playoff success did he have?
He's gotten to the finals.
Yeah, with KD and James Harden.
Right, but he's gotten there, right?
Yeah, but that year that he won the MVP, they got booted in the first round.
Understand.
But, oh, matter of fact, did they even make the playoffs?
Yes, they made the playoffs that year.
Did they? Yeah, they did. They got booted in the first round. You're right. If I'm not mistaken, it was by Dame Dolla.
Jesus. I don't think that was his MVP year that he got booted by Dame, but I think he might have got booted by Dame twice.
Yeah, he did.
Shit's crazy, bro.
Yo, Dame booted them niggas twice and booted James Harden. Yo,
James Harden deserve all of that, bro. Deserve all of that.
And honestly, the way that he got rid of Houston that year, I think that was the year that they had they had Dwight Howard that year, right? Like, that was a miscue on LaMarcus Aldridge and Patrick Beverly.
Well, Dwight Howard and Patrick Beverly.
LaMarcus Aldridge. Yeah, I know he was on Portland's team, right?
Yeah.
Patrick Beverly was talking to, who was he fucking talking to? I forgot who he was talking to. And LaMarcus Aldridge was there. LaMarcus Aldridge was supposed to get the ball. But
Dwight was behind him.
Yeah, but Dame realized that Patrick Beverly was talking. And he wasn't paying attention. So as soon as what's his name got the ball, who was it? Mo Williams? As soon as he realized he had the ball, he took the fuck off. Took the fuck off. Got the ball. It was only 2 seconds left. Cash that shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga Dame is different, bro. That's when I became a Dame Dolla fan. I'm like, yo, he's different.
If Dame could stay on the court too, Dame would be in MVP conversations the same way.
He won't. Listen, not a guard, and MVPs is not for guards, especially if you have bigs that are doing what Joker, Giannis, and Embiid are doing. You're not gonna. It's rarely, seldom that you're gonna give it to a guard. Steve Nash only got it because, I honestly really don't even know why Steve Nash got it.
There's no reason he should have got it. There's no reason he should have got it. Right.
I mean, granted, Phoenix was trash before he got
this motherfucker there. Averaged 14 points.
Look, I said that, and Randy took my head off, and I forgot who else tried to take my head off about it. I'm like, look.
This motherfucker averaged 14 points. You know who, then, if he's MVP, Tim Hardaway Jr. is MVP, then, right? Anyway, I digress. This MVP shit is gonna come down to the flavor of the month. The NBA... As much as they say they love the process, they really don't like Joel Embiid like that. Because Joel Embiid should have been MVP. Joel Embiid, who is also a monster on the defensive end, could be. He's not in the running for Defensive Player of the Year this year, but he could be if he put that same level of intensity on defense that he does on offense.
Yeah.
And even when he doesn't, he's still a way better defender than Joker.
It's because he's athletic. He's more athletic than Joker is.
He's an actual, not just athletics, I think he's a better actual defender. He can read the defense a lot better.
Yeah, and he can move. He can move. That's what I'm saying. He's more athletic than Joker. Two left feet. Like, nigga, like he trip over his shoelaces.
It is what it is. The final topic, right, that I want to give you your chance to speak on this, is Aaron Rodgers potentially going to the Jets. Now, there has been some discourse, because after this drops, you might have heard the Eurosports show prior to this. Shout out to Vin Forte for jumping on. But what was said on the show is that some Jets fans may probably prefer Derek Carr for quality of life reasons versus Aaron Rodgers for different quality of life reasons. why would you take Aaron Rodgers over Derek Carr?
Because you know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. You know what type of quarterback you're getting. Derek Carr is I'm not saying Derek Carr is a bum. He's not. He's a very good.
Y'all know how I feel about Derek Carr.
Yeah, I know. Like, because we've had this, I think we've kind of had this debate with Derek Carr, like probably like a couple months ago when we were discussing like the top 10 quarterbacks or whatever. And I was saying that Derek Carr was a better fucking quarterback than Russell Wilson in one season. And y'all thought it was bullshit, but the stats proved that he was. But Derek Carr is not an accomplished playoff quarterback. That's one. You can look at me sideways all you want. Aaron Rodgers got that thing. He got that thing, and he's won 4 MVPs. So I personally don't care what anybody else got to say about it. Yeah, y'all can say quality of life. Mm-hmm. Y'all was not talking this quality of life shit with Tom Brady. That's one. Two. Y'all can show me any slippage of Aaron Rodgers that can back up y'all theory that he won't be beneficial to the Jets. I will gladly take it, because I'm pretty sure y'all would take him on the Giants. I'm pretty sure that any team in the league would take him, kinda other than Kansas City and Cincinnati.
I kind of don't want Aaron Rodgers over there.
I mean,
if I can spend my money on Lamar Jackson, you
would take Danny Dimes over Aaron Rodgers?
Long term, yes.
No.
You know why?
In general? Skill, talent.
Clearly. No, Aaron Rodgers don't fucking speak to his parents, so I can't have that man on my team for fucking up the feng shui of the team, fam. Nah. All right, look. I wouldn't take Aaron Rodgers. If we're talking about purely skill, we saw what Aaron Rodgers can do when he has minimal help and minimal patience, right? My Giants team, as much as we have somewhat gotten better, we still don't have the weapons that Aaron Rodgers would be able to take us to the promised land with. Mm-hmm. Right? If somebody drop a pass, Aaron Rodgers is like,
so it's that's Tom not Brady.
Right. But this is all a culture. This is all a culture thing with these teams. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are going to be able to get away with that shit. Right? I'm not saying that it's cool, but these motherfuckers are going to be able to get away with it. So I'm sure many Giants fans would take it. Me, personally, probably not. I don't want that shit. That's like, why are you bringing cancer into a healthy body?
Do you not realize who our quarterback was last season? No, it was Zach fucking Wilson.
It was also Joe Flacco.
Need I fucking say more?
Joe Flacco went 4-0 for y'all, by the way.
Fuck out of here, man.
Joe Flacco was the reason why y'all started really good, too.
I don't even understand how he was even still in the league after a while. Like, damn.
None of us understand.
That and Kirk Cousins, bum ass. I said it. I don't care. Nobody's going to want to say it, but I said it.
No. Captain Kirk was fool's gold. Y'all was right.
Who are you telling? But me and Pete got the same relationship with this New York Jets team now that we had with the Brooklyn Nets. He couldn't stand Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and he can't stand Aaron Rodgers, even though he knows how great these players are. It's just a matter of the off-field shit that really isn't of any importance. Mm-hmm. That everybody makes a big issue. Everybody will sit there and go, well, oh, he had 3 shots at the Apple and he fucked up. He lost to fucking Tom Brady and a slaughter-ass fucking Super Bowl team. Mm-hmm. So he lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions. That was one. Mm-hmm. He lost to what's Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, that's everybody make it seem like that 49ers team was whack. Like, it's not whack. None of them 49ers teams was whack. The defense wasn't trash. None of that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Everybody likes to blow their load and just put it solely on Aaron Rodgers. Like, like I the only one I hold him accountable for is the Detroit Lions one, because it's like, who the fuck loses to the Lions? But then again, they were trash this year.
Niggas was losing to the Detroit Lions, yeah, bro.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, I would have showed up and showed it was in Lambeau. So it's like, why didn't you win that game? And that's what everybody holds him accountable for, because you're losing these playoff games in Lambeau. Like, it ain't cold as shit out there. But it's your home. It's still cold as shit. That's one. And two, we're not going to make it seem like he had all the necessary help to even win a lot of those games. So, I mean, like, everybody knows the real circumstances, but they're just going to sit there and go, well, you're Aaron Rodgers and you're great. Tom Brady had people that he picked up in concessions and won a Super Bowl. Yeah, that's all cool. That's all great. He also had Bill Belichick, not Matt LaFleur. So, I mean, speak realistic shit. I like the idea of him on his Jets team, because you got hungry young players on the defense. That the defense is elite. Got where, like, our running back, when he gets healthy, he's something special. You know, they're picking up receivers that Aaron Rodgers is used to. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man! Like, I'm positive about it. I'm not saying that out the gate niggas is winning the Super Bowl, but shit, we have something to cheer for that we haven't had in a long ass fucking time, and I'm excited about it. And I think that's what Jets fans should be excited for. It's not a one team town no more. It's not about just the Giants, and the Jets are something to cheer about now. Mm-hmm. Like, and our division, and granted, the AFC is not an easy conference to be successful in.
And the AFC East. The AFC East in particular, where you guys lay your head with a bunch of monsters.
Josh Allen and fucking Tua.
Man, fuck Josh Allen, bro. I'm tired of him.
Tell Tavia that shit.
That's what I said. You didn't hear the episode. Tavia said the same thing.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, we're done with Josh Allen.
But that's like, if you really want to be, I'm more worried about Miami than I am about Buffalo.
The reason why I'm not as I can be worried about Miami if their quarterback can stay out of concussion protocol, right? They have a good ass team. Don't get me wrong, and they just got Jalen Ramsey, so their defense is, you know, a little buffed up on the back end, but I just need Miami to stay healthy, right? Or if you're not going to stay healthy, trade Tua, get Lamar Jackson.
Well, I see it. Patriots are still. I'm not afraid of the Patriots.
Yeah, y'all gonna beat the tar shit out the Patriots, bro.
I think the Bills are beatable, and they beat the Bills already without with a trash ass quarterback as is. So again, that's that. The Dolphins are going to be a problem. That's clear that they're going to be a problem. My only thing is, if they don't have that quarterback, then it's good. But then again, they still got fucking Tyreek Hill, Waddle. Like, you know, they still got weapons.
Waddle.
So, I mean, you got the Bengals. You got the Bengals to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cleveland is going to be formidable, because now you're thinking about Deshaun Watson now playing a full season, and that might be a little scary for that conference. But like, Jacksonville has even gotten better. Who else? Of course, you got Patrick Mahomes. You got the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Still got Derek Carr and the Raiders. We'll see what happens with that, because he has Devontae Adams. See how that goes. I don't have no faith in the Broncos, even though they have Sean Payton. Like I said, it's gonna be a battle, but I like my team's chances.
So the thing about the thing that Pete brought up, which is very important, is that between Bryce Hall and Garrett, not Garrett Wilson, right? Who's your wide receiver?
Fuck.
Bryce Hall and was it Garrett?
I think so. Yeah.
Between between your wide receiver and running back, your two rookies, there's some money that's going to have to be paid to them at some point in time. And if they get all these players, including Odell Beckham and including Aaron Rodgers, including everything on Aaron Rodgers' list, you won't be able to pay these players who are growing up in your system.
Not if you sign them to 2 or 3 year deals with it.
No, it's not. The money that these other players would command will overtake it.
They're about to get a big ass bonus with this, like, within the next two seasons.
Right. But what's still being said is that, again, the Jets can financially fuck themselves if they get everything that Aaron Rodgers wants them to get.
But he's not going to get everything. Like, that's what I'm saying. People read into it a lot. We all know Garrett Wilson and Bryce of the future. We all know that the fuck's his name? Sauce Gardner. We know that he's the future. These players that Aaron Rodgers are asking for now, they're 2 year deals, 3 years at most. Mm-hmm. Right? You're not gonna get all four. I think they got two so far. They got Lazard and then they got Cobb. I don't know if they got Cobb yet. But they got Lazard. That's it. Are they going to get OBJ? I doubt it, because I'm pretty sure OBJ is an all, like, he's looking to go to Jerry World. I truly believe he's going to go to Jerry World.
I really don't know why, but if he's satisfied with never ever going to a Super Bowl, that's cool with me. He's a Super Bowl champion. Yes, I get it.
It's between Dallas, Buffalo, and the Giants, if I'm not mistaken, right?
The Giants were in the running, but I don't think he would go back to the Giants, and I don't think he should go back to the Giants.
Because y'all did him dirty.
Don't let the fashion away with a good story.
That's true. So, yeah, I blamed him for everything. Pretty much like Cleveland did.
Cleveland took it to a whole nother level.
Dumb niggas. Baker
took it to a whole nother level. Yeah, they took it to a whole nother level.
Oh, Baker got a job yet, or is he going to the XFL?
Yes, Baker. No, Baker is... Baker got signed to the Bucks.
Stupid motherfuckers, yo. Oh, my God.
I keep going back to Lamar Jackson because a lot of people can't afford him. And because he's on this non-exclusive franchise tag to where if someone signs him for however amount of money, they also have to send two first-round picks.
They fucked him.
So, first of all, you know nobody's going to spend that money. Second of all, you got to sign him to a non-exclusive deal, which now entails that you don't have to pay him the exclusive franchise tag of $42 million. All you have to do is pay him $35 million, which saves you some bread.
He got blackballed.
He's
pigeonholed his ass.
The problem is he gets hurt a lot, but the flip side of it is that out of the 44% of games that he has missed, they've won about that other 56% of games that he has played in. So they've won more with him on the field than they haven't.
They were leading the division before he went down.
Right. And this was with no real wide receivers on that team.
And their defense was trash.
Oh, their defense was getting danced on, bro. But he's keeping them in the game, bro. But to round it back to Aaron Rodgers, I think overall for the Jets, when I said quality of life earlier, mm-hmm. I don't want him. So we know, Zach Wilson or whatever your quarterback name is.
Nobody still got a.
You need a veteran. You need a veteran. Listen, y'all need a veteran presence in there. My only thing is that if Aaron Rodgers wasn't willing to help Jordan Love, is he not? Well, hold on. If he wasn't willing to help Jordan Love, because the stories have been out, whether it's true or not, is he going to be willing to help Zach Wilson?
You can't help that fool. I don't even understand why he still has a roster spot. At this point, let him go.
And then y'all lost White, too. I wish I would have kept White, too.
I mean, I know why Pete's mad about that. I get that. Mm-hmm. He has a lot more potential than Zach Wilson bum ass does, but still, I don't, it's a politic thing. And I feel like a lot of them don't want to sit there and have everybody tell them I told you so shit again with drafting a fool's gold quarterback only just to get rid of him, you know, cause they had to deal with that with fucking Gino,
Gino signed for 3 years, $100 million. So yeah,
so it's should we just try to like coach him along and get him prepared and let him see greatness firsthand, and then maybe he'll strive to be better, or should we let him go and then we have another Geno Smith situation where he was trash here, but then he flourishes somewhere else?
Sports is weird. Yeah. Right? Sports is weird. Right? At the end of the day, somebody will be super trash with you, but then get someplace else and be Michael Jordan. Like
100%. Seen it like, a lot with the Knicks.
Right. We saw it in football literally the year before this Super Bowl, when the Rams won the Super Bowl, and everybody was like, oh, Matthew Stafford is fucking amazing, and I'm over here like, are we not looking at the same Matthew Stafford? Like,
nah, I knew he was good. He was good. He was just on the Lions. Like,
but he was shaky on the Lions too. And all of a sudden, people, it's the smoking mirrors.
What help? What?
Well, the Lions fucked that up by not letting Megatron leave. So
that's the point. So you got to look at it like this. He was still hitting those numbers, and he didn't really have help, and he didn't have nobody to protect him.
You got to look at it. That's what I said. He still had nobody to fucking protect him because he was still getting sacked.
That's what I always say. Like, you got to, when it comes to football, you got to look at the whole picture. Like, the quarterbacks get a lot of the blame and a lot of the praise, except if your name is Tom Brady. Where they can look like this nigga could throw a pick six and he will still not get crushed for them losing. Whereas Aaron Rodgers couldn't get no yardage because he actually played a really good defensive team. But everybody's gonna be like, well, you couldn't put up a touchdown on Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo fucking plays defense. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit that annoys the shit out of me. Like,
That part I don't like. The whole, oh, this quarterback versus this quarterback. No, it's Aaron Rodgers versus the defense of the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo versus the defense of the Packers. I get it.
Jimmy Garoppolo didn't score a touchdown on the fucking 40 on the Packers.
Jimmy Garoppolo didn't either, but didn't score a touchdown either. No, he did score a touchdown. Didn't they miss the field goal? Didn't they miss the extra point?
Green Bay missed the fucking point. They missed the fucking field goal. They got their shit blocked. Remember? Twice.
Yes. Yes.
Fucking
good times.
That's why they lost. Fucking special teams. But they're gonna put all the blame on Aaron Rodgers. You couldn't score on Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, he's the fucking linebacker. What the fuck is wrong with these people, bro?
Jimmy Garoppolo was Joey Bosa, was Nick Bosa.
Yeah. And then, but you lost to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Nigga, they won the champion. They won the Super Bowl that year. They beat Patrick Mahomes.
That was a souped-up team.
But do you not get my point? Like, this is what I'm saying. He'll get the full blame, but nobody pays attention to the full score. They just gonna sit there, well, his playoff numbers is trash. Like, he played trash-ass teams. He didn't play trash-ass teams. Let's be realistic. He didn't play trash-ass teams.
But they, you know who they were giving the same smoke to while it was going on, even though it was more praise than it was smoke. Let me not say that. But there was a lot of snickers about Peyton Manning. Because Peyton Manning was looking real, real Aaron Rodgers-ish in the playoffs until he fucking won his rings.
Too. Yeah, but Peyton Manning's not a cocky bastard off the field. So he's more beloved than Aaron Rodgers is. Like I said, I get why people don't like him. But like that's what I said. When I always say don't let the facts get in between the good story, yeah, he's an asshole. We all know this. He's a cocky dickhead, but that still doesn't defeat the fact that I'm not saying like he's more accomplished than Tom Brady, but I say skill for skill, I feel like he's better than Tom Brady, but nobody's gonna admit that shit.
Right.
Nobody would admit that shit.
Okay.
And it's sad.
Okay. We could definitely get into that topic on another time for sure. I know a lot of people would debate that with you and have.
Tried.
And tried to debate you on it, but you know, it is what it is. So what a first episode. We got some things out. This show will not be all about sports if you made it this far. Yeah, we appreciate it.
I just missed the episode, so I had to let y'all know what it felt like. Vinny, I'm coming for you.
He's coming for you, Vinny. But for the Brooklyn Nightmare, BK Matt, it is your boy, Big Baby, a.k.a. Big Twang, a.k.a. the soul of R&B.
Like, was this Kaya or something? Like, my neck and my back, that's what that shit was from? I don't know where you got that shit from.
No, I'm not going to. I'll tell you off camera where you got it.
I don't even want to know what the twang means. Like, I hope it just means, like, the way that you talk or something. Like, I hope that's what it is. I hope it's not what I think it is. Like,
it's an inside joke, fam.
If it is, you gotta relax.
I'm gonna tell you what it means off camera.
So. By the way, I gotta get that made. That you gotta relax shirts.
Yes, you definitely do.
And then we gotta do the why is she like this? When I'm talking about Tavia, because I say that all the time. Why is she like this?
Yeah, I think we said that on the show too. But again, for the Brooklyn Nightmare, for all of BK, it is your boy, Big Baby, signing off. Peace.